Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I have to explain that?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining me in the studio today is CJ Gibson.
What's up?
Brian Malkowitz.
Hello.
And me. I'm Destin Legarry. Real quick, I wanted to let people know that we have heard you. We've heard that you've wanted to see what we're looking at the laptop. So bam!
Whoa.
There we go.
There it is.
You can actually see what we're looking at on the laptop.
Yeah, nicely done. We are listening.
We are listening.
We are listening.
And you can go to your no name bars.
Your feedback is appreciated.
There you go. Your feedback has been heard loud and clear.
But if you're listening, sorry.
And, yeah, exactly.
You can't see what's
you
on
can't
the screen.
See.
There's no
That's
screen.
A good yeah. point.
Hotfix 2.1.0.
Yeah. Working as intended.
A little behind the scenes. So we actually recorded the show already. But there was an audio issue. So we have to re-record half the show.
One.
But. Yeah, so you know this picture-in-picture thing, the we're listening thing.
All the audio was gone.
Forgot to add the audio layer.
It's a big problem.
Yeah, but we switched the camera. As you can probably tell, the camera's different. It's just an audio. It doesn't matter. You guys don't care. But anyway, we're re-recording the intro. So on today's show, we're going to talk about the Eververse. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in this week at Bungie. We're going to talk about Guardian Con, and we're going to talk about Lord of Wolves. There was an update on Lord of Wolves. So let's get the good news out of the way.
Okay.
Now, the best news is Guardian Con is coming July 4th weekend, and CJ and I are going to be there. Brian is C-team, so we're not allowing him to go.
No bueno.
That's fair.
You know, don't feel bad, Brian. Honestly.
I need 8 to 10 more episodes before I can be considered for Guardian.
You were so close.
Like I'm still not even on the banner page yet.
So. Oh, hey, listen. Let me tell you how that works. Yeah. Let me tell you how that works. Yeah. It took me about 2.5 years before I replaced Jose and a couple of us who were not really, on the show.
Was it really that long
I think
before
it was.
Jose was removed from the banner?
Right. Yeah.
You're on the banner.
Bam! There you go.
I got you covered, buddy. It's perfect. He's right here.
Oh, that was good.
On the banner in the lower left.
Yeah.
Not actually on the on the YouTube, but I did send him this picture as a joke.
and that's the thing.
It on
now,
his
now here's my question:
Twitter.
What does the Twitter banner page look like?
Who knows? Because right now that's a thing. So there's a Twitter banner.
Nailed it.
There it is. Fran Mirabella, the ghost of Fran Mirabella.
Even if you take Fran out of here and put me in that spot, it'll still be within context. I'm by myself.
I'm going to Photoshop your head coming out of the last word, but leave Fran there and just put an X
fine.
Over
that's
Fran.
Fine.
You know what we're going to do, Brian? We're going to put Jose there.
just put Finnegan there.
I'm going to put you coming out of the last word and then in his hand, also a second place trophy.
Oh man! Like this is you guys were like joking on me, and you just had to throw in a rag.
Yeah.
We did a
photo with me, Fran, and Steven at EA Plays when we were down E3. And dude, there was a couple of people who picked up on it. Fran's like sitting there doing the regular point, and Destin's doing this. he's pointing at Fran's number two. And it was really subtle. And I saw those comments. I didn't notice it at first.
Throwing the shade.
Nicely done.
Super shades.
Nicely done. But yeah, no, Brian, there's a YouTube banner. There's a Twitter banner. I think there was even one on Facebook and on IGN.
There's an IGN.com, like, Fireteam Chat page.
Yeah, and a mobile page. And they're all different. And I swear, at any point in time, Sean, Jose,
you know, I'm just gonna put
and
in
a few
request.
Others were on
I'm just going to put in a request and have Eric Sapp. It just like design one that works for all of
Eddie,
the
you
all.
Go,
all,
for,
all,
it.
All,
it go for it. Where's your headshot?
Where's my? I need to take a photo.
You needed that haircut.
This will be my headshot.
Need that haircut.
All right.
At the top of the show, we're going to talk about the Eververse changes. So let's just kind of read over this. A lot of people were asking us about how we feel about this and. First of all, it's awesome. I'm really, really stoked about how they're changing it. So let me just read what they said. Hey, everyone. Like we did a few weeks ago on the live stream, we're going to continue to talk about how Destiny will continue to evolve this fall and beyond. This update is about how we're changing Eververse. We've already made a number of changes to Eververse in Season of Opulence. We've redesigned the store. We've made Bright Engrams only include year one gear and have it bias heavily toward giving you items you haven't unlocked in your collection. And yeah, I've actually finished out a few sets that I had like one thing missing on.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. And we're going to make more changes to the economy, store, and armor in this fall's patch. So armor, as you can see on the screen right now, is going to work a little bit differently. And here's what they say about it. It stinks to go to the Eververse store and see an item that looks cool and then seeing that that item has bad perks. In fact,
Arrow Scavenger.
Yeah. In fact,
all of them.
When we're setting up the armor, we twist ourselves up in knots to make sure that the Eververse armor sets did not have good perks.
We've noticed.
Yeah.
Accurate.
We did this because we want the best way to get sweet perks on your armor to be by playing the game, not shopping for enhanced hand cannon loaders at test.
There's nothing better than getting an Eververse armor set, and then just the two options are primary ammo finder and arrow scavenger.
Mm. Ugh.
Anyway, they're done with all that. In September, all Eververse armor is being converted into universal ornaments. Universal ornaments, yes.
Nice. That's
These
good.
Universal ornaments can be applied to all legendary armor sets we're releasing this fall. They override the look of your equipped gear while preserving the perks, mods, and stats of the original
good
item.
Good move.
Yes.
I like this.
Outstanding move.
Thumbs up. Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. I mean, they kind of almost had this a little bit already in the game in the frame of exotics, right? Like, the way the exotic ornamentation works for things like, I mean, my favorite ornament is the one on Ace of Spades. Turns it that like shiny silver. Do you know the name of that one, by the way?
I can't remember it.
But anyways, I like the way that that works. And so there's a lot of these gameplay mechanic things that are there a little bit in the background, but it looks like this is now taking over and making it a pretty dramatic change for the armor and the perks, which is nice.
With the ornaments is that I'm hoping that Bungie, and it seems like they've been doing that a little bit more lately, is that ornaments should effectively make the item look just really different. And they do it in a lot of cases. But like one of the first ornaments for Legend of Acrius was it just changed it and made it white.
Yeah.
So it pretty much just gave it like a shader that you could already get from the Leviathan. But you know, when you look at the ornament for Black Talon, I think, or Worldline Zero, I forget which sword, the ornament makes it look so much different. It's a completely different looking sword.
And
I think that's how like most ornaments
absolutely
work in a game.
Well, and even right now, if you look back to all the different activities and seasonal things that we've had, that's one of the biggest things that actually taking up my vault space right now is all these different things that you've got in the last year or so. You can't really delete them because they have random rolls on them. So also is a little bit of alleviation and a small fix for the vault within context of, just being able to apply the thing that you want for the rolls and being able to make yourself look good. So
yeah,
really
nice.
But
it's not transmog. We're not allowed to call it transmog.
It is not transmog.
Look. Nope. Stop.
Just no.
Bungie wants us to use the appropriate marketing term ornamentation.
Transmog. And
I mean, who makes the game that, you know, the word transmog
the transmog is
Bidox. Transmog is heavily associated with taking an item that you currently have in your inventory and consuming it and making a different item look just like that item. So, effectively, ornamentation of what Bungie's calling it isn't transmogrify.
Yeah.
Transmogrify. Transform in a surprising or magical manner.
Okay, well, it's not surprise.
Hold up the definition.
And it's magical that it's happening.
Dallas.
Not surprised.
It's transmog.
It's one of those things where
I'm surprised that they did it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised. I'm very surprised as well. We've been talking about this one for a while. Rip Sean Finnegan. Finnegan, it was one of those things, wow, and transmog, it could have, like, given the damn
episode. Anytime he decided to mention wow and Fireteam Cat, transmogrify was closely followed.
Shortly behind. Yeah. I think it's a really good move. It's one of those things where, again, Destiny is as much of a fashion game as a perks game. When they said that in the Vidoc.
It is now. I'm a trash monster every week.
Yeah. So they said that in the Vidoc. They're like, oh, you know, what's your preference? I'm like, both. I want to look good and have the perks that I want. I hate having the perks that I need. Yeah. And looking terrible. And I think when you look back at all the different things that have came out, my favorite armor is still by far in Destiny 1, the Trials of Osiris armor. Like, it just was really good.
Yep.
But I think for Destiny 2, we've talked about this before, Solstice, the first one, Solstice of Heroes.
Yeah.
That armor looked so good. I think it's one of those things where, it was a big grind. But
here's the gameplay loop right now. We play, you know, we just have a trash monster character, and then maybe you try and get
my character looks fantastic right now.
Yeah, but is it functional?
Because the new raid armor looks great.
So. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
Except for the weird hunter toes. Those are weird.
Yeah.
really wanted to talk about how they're evolving Bright Dust. Historically, the best way to earn Bright Dust in Destiny 2 has been to buy a bunch of Bright Engrams, shard everything from the Engrams, build a giant bankroll of Bright Dust, and then spend it when the Warlock Dire Ahamkara helmet shows up, the Bright Dust row in the last week of the season.
Yeah.
We're going to change this. This fall, we're changing Bright Dust from a pay and or play to earn currency to a play to earn reward. I like this a lot.
Fantastic.
You get it for completing Vanguard, Crucible, and Gambit bounties. We want all players to earn dust for playing, not for spending money.
Yeah.
And if you do all the bounties, they are going to have additional avenues. This is great. And also, when you dismantle, you're no longer going to get Bright Dust. You're going to get Shards and Glimmer, I believe.
Yep.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Shards and Glimmer. Because it's not going to cost
that
Bright Dust to acquire it out of their...
The vault again.
Out of your collection. So.
Yeah, the collection.
So Luke Smith said this. He actually came forward and said, get rid of all of it.
Yeah.
It's got to go.
Yep. Delete. Dismantle. Which is fantastic. The dismantling game at the Postmaster is the worst meta of all time.
Yeah.
Just, you know, that whole...
I'm going to keep some of that armor, though, because some of it is still 10 light.
Oh, what? Yeah. I
you
have...
You know, when you first when you're Eververse, get it. When your Eververse arm... When
you need a set of 10 light?
Yeah. If you want to... Like, there's exploits in the game. Like, if you want to go into the... If you want to go somewhere and you don't want to be matched with people...
Yeah.
You just... Take your light down very low, and the game will match you with
good call, Brian.
So I'm going to keep some of that.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll do a bump up of that stuff.
No. What do you mean?
Like on a light level? Because
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But
I think it's a pay to. It's an issue of paying for power.
Yeah.
So like, if you paid to get that armor set and they raise a lot of it, it's kind of just like
yeah. But it is really good. It's all those kind of things where. Yeah, reading this, the Eververse, I mean, we've often said this, it just didn't feel right. And, you know, this implementation of what they're doing feels like a nice balance of, okay, you know, there's new light, there's a free to play avenue, there's also things I'm sure that they're probably maybe going to be exclusively only Eververse, we're not sure, but if it rotates on a weekly basis, you still get Bright Dust, and now you get Bright Dust from a bunch of other activities, not just with the bounty notes and Eververse.
Yeah, which they didn't discuss, so I'm imagining that the Eververse bounty note system and bounties are staying in the game.
I mean, bounties I would say are going to stay, but who knows if the Eververse notes are going to stay. I mean, they mentioned it being a Crucible bounties.
Like, I have like 200-300 of those notes.
Yeah.
Just sitting around.
Yeah. I don't use those at all. Real quick, I did want to talk about Guardian Con and give a shout out to everybody who's been working to contribute to that. They're at about $2.5 million right now. Their goal is $3 million. Seems like they're going to hit it. Bungie yesterday did $400,000 during their stream
alone.
That's
crazy.
Yeah. That's a lot of bread to eat.
That's awesome.
That was one of the challenges.
Didn't they have like a goal that was much lower than that and they hit it like...
Well, yeah, I was looking at it. I think Dylan needs to get a tattoo or something like that. Yeah, they were initially aiming for, I think, 150 or there were goals in there between like 150 and 200,000. And yeah, they started adding some later on into the stream. But that's awesome. I got a chance to watch a little bit of it. And I think there was a part where somebody tweeted out some Dave Samuel, time, and then Cosmo and Dave Samuel was like, yes, Dave Samuel on the stream is always a good time.
Didn't Luke Smith show up and confirm that they had a contest at the last second? That's
for
what I heard.
For Crown of Sorrows?
Yeah, for Crown of Sorrows.
Wow, if that's true, that's insane.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder.
That's
man,
well, Teddy's.
I wonder how intensive it is to add that sort of, because they haven't had that sort of block
in
this before, like, you know, capping your light.
What's it called? Contest.
You just said the name of it.
I know, I was blanking on it.
But it's pretty cool. I mean, obviously, to be involved in the Guardian Con stuff for everybody who's been able to. Our biggest challenge is leading up to it. We're never quite sure if we're going to have the time and be able to. It falls in this weird spot between E3. We're also planning for Comic-Con, Gamescom, PAX, and all that stuff. And so, yeah, I mean, we were just talking about how we confirmed our attendance in the last, 24 hours, basically.
Yeah, we found out yesterday that we're going, basically.
Yeah, that we had the ability and the time to go, because it is one of those things where, it's just, it always falls in a, and now, even this week, it's a weird weekend with being the July 4th weekend, but then also just with, the stuff post E3 that we're responsible for. It's tough to make it too, but excited that Destin and I are able to go.
I hope you guys have a good time.
Sorry about that, Brian.
At Guardian Con. It's fine. Whatever.
Next time, Brian.
Borderlands is going to be there. They're going to be able to play it.
Borderlands the Destiny Killer.
You're right.
Yeah. Coming to Guardian Con. They're trying to infect.
Yeah. They are going to be at Guardian Con. We're also going to be at Guardian Con. And if you want to know when to see us, we're on the schedule now. 3:30 p.m. on day 2. That is July 6th.
There you go.
So yeah, really, really looking forward to it. There's a lot of good
not
panels
bumping
this
against
year, man.
Bungie's panel this time.
We don't know what. Yeah, Bungie's before us, thankfully, so I can go enjoy it, and then we can talk about it on the show, maybe.
Yeah,
and oh, we didn't say this, but I think Fran's going to be there with us. It'll be us and Fran.
Yeah.
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 Oh, you might as well just leave the Twitter banner page.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll leave him
up there. I think Fran City is going. I'm not sure if he has, any obligations. So we're in talks of, another Fran reunion chat.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah. So stay tuned. Yeah. They have a lot of good stuff at this convention. So like if you haven't booked tickets yet and you're in the Florida area, it's actually very expensive to fly to Florida from San Francisco.
Yeah.
As we found out yesterday. Yeah. But, we're all booked up. Thank you, IGN.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
We're excited.
So what else do we got to go over here? Let's go over this week at Bungie really quick. So this week at Bungie, we're kind of talking about the new challenge. The new Crown of Sorrow challenge is on the way. They have the hard mode.
Crown of Sorrow challenge?
Heroic.
Menagerie Heroic.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
We knew what you meant.
I wanted to talk about the truth thing. So right now, if you go to the launcher, I'm a little salty about this.
Oh,
if you go to the launcher on BattleNet, it says start the truth quest today. You can't start the truth quest today. It's not the ogre.
Oh.
It has to be the ogre boss in Menagerie to start it. And I'm a little salty
about
it. Has
Bungie said anything about that, or was that just an oversight?
So they said in the weekly update this week that there is a bug with the truth quest where you can't acquire it sometimes with one of the chests and a quest step not being available. Here's their specific phrasing, and I thought it was, oh yeah, it is bugged. Okay, let me find here. Truth. Preserving truth. Oh my goodness, where is it?
It's in there.
Here it is. Not getting truth from the Ascendant chest. This is when you would acquire it. It says,
oh,
you need to be on the quest step candy from a baby. Wait.
That's way
They will
you.
Not receive truth after they open the Ascendant chest if they aren't on the quest step candy from a baby. Players should ensure they are on the appropriate quest step before opening this chest.
That's not talking about the chest. That's not talking about acquiring it from
Correct. That's
from Menagerie.
Getting it.
That's not getting
it. At the end of the quest.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that is actually a bug. And little bummed about that because they're like teasing me. And the next time I can get it is July 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should probably take that down until July 2nd.
I just changed the ad.
Well, it's funny.
Like an ultra tease.
These are things that PC players will notice. Console players will probably have no idea what we're talking about. But it does come up in the middle of the screen sometimes when
you sign on.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like get truth. Like if you haven't played in a while.
Oh, yeah.
If you sign on
right now for the first time in like 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
It's going to say get truth today, but
you
can't.
You totally can't. It's just a bummer. Yeah. And I don't like that. That sort of gating request, and it kind of makes me wonder if they'll ever make Menagerie just like random.
Yeah.
Or if it's always going to be on a weekly rotation.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like Escalation Protocol in that sense, where the boss is going to always be the same throughout the entire week.
Like a static boss.
Yeah.
It
would be great if they change it to where each time you went to Menagerie, it had a random chance of being something else.
Yeah. Oh, on Menagerie, starts at 750, goes to 770.
Mm-hmm. Heroic.
Heroic.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. And matchmaking is disabled. You have to go in with a fire team of 6.
That's good.
Or however many you want to go in with. I'm sure Glad will 2-man it or solo it. Yeah. Unlike normal mode, you go to orbit when you're all done. And if we're being
extinguishes on.
Yeah, a little Nightfall D1 vibe there.
Yeah. And then, they say it's not a race specifically.
Yeah. But it's cool.
They say it's not a race.
Not a race.
No, yeah.
I
wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't see that as a race.
But that's good. I think the moment you eliminate the matchmaking thing, then people are like, as soon as it opens, we got to do this for the first time. But no, I think, a lot of what Menagerie is doing is really good in the loop grind for weapons and all the rest of that stuff. I'm digging it. It's one of those things where, as the game progresses, now you're saying you can't do truth or get truth, but there's so many other things to get. And there's a lot of other stuff in the game right now that, little slow grinds in other areas. So it's good.
Jumping around real quick. I hope they bring ornamentation for this set.
Yes.
This was like one of my favorite sets.
Yeah. So
we grinded so much for and became useless once
Forsaken
dropped.
Yeah. The next
literally
day.
The next update.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. That, so good. That was basically our studio backdrop for a little while as well, too.
Yeah.
The Hunter armor right there.
The Hunter looks the best.
It does.
The Warlock looks sick too.
The Warlock looks great, but I think, I think the robes are a little bit too
it's this
too
accent.
Thick, I think, is the word I'm looking for. I don't know.
Yeah. It looks very majestic, though.
Yeah, they look majestic, yeah.
The reason I like the Warlock the most is because on his cloak, he has this purple accent, and that is perfect, and I absolutely want this.
When you say Warlock, you meant Hunter.
We're reading your mind, Dustin. Yeah. We know what
I'm upset about.
Are you, like, super colorblind?
You're good. I mean, he is colorblind.
Pink. What color is it?
That's fine. It's pink. It's pink. That's a Hunter.
Definitely
violet.
That's definitely a violet.
Yeah.
It's purple. It's the same color.
I mean, listen. The shades of gray.
Hate you guys. All right. Anyway, the final topic is all about Lord of Wolves before we go to the half of the podcast that didn't mess up. Anyway, Lord of Wolves is the final topic.
I'm going to get my water down to half.
It is the new Prometheus lens.
Continuity is important.
Yeah. Anyway, Wolfpack rounds or the Lord of Wolves is OP. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. It's basically,
I don't know. Is it a problem on console right now or is it just a PC issue?
It's a bit of both, but it's Prometheus Lens 2.0. I mean, it's less of an issue on console because, of just the way the weapons, you know, balance for controller. Like there's a little bit of recoil and stuff like that. So, and again, if I call Fallout Plays in 2 seconds, which I may have, it's some of that, the controller versus M&K combination. So
yeah.
What's going on here?
Real quick. Separate topic. What the hell is this photo from, CJ?
This wasn't in the last episode.
I'm allowed to do whatever I want. So CJ has this phenomenal headshot. You're like pretty chiseled and everything. Like, was this, who took the photo?
I think I might have had the tripod set up and I do this thing where I run back and forth in front of it.
You don't have to run. Don't they have a timer?
There is a 10 second one. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, like, so
wow.
Listen.
Woo!
Before this photo was taken.
Dreamy eyes. I remember when you said that when they took the photos and they crafted it out and Destin was like, hello. And I was just pretending to be the old Spice
guy. Isn't that photo on the Fire
Team? It's the one I used for the banner.
Yeah, it is.
And I had to make it darker because CJ did my headshot. So like I had to like balance it out, you know.
Oh, but, man.
Looking good, man. What
Thanks,
happened?
Dude. I don't know. Just, you know, years of IGN.
How old were you when the photo was taken?
I mean, that was probably about a year into IGN. So it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
That was an IGN photo?
Yeah.
That's what you looked like when you started?
I mean, I don't look like that now.
Oh, boy.
It was a little bit of Photoshop, you know?
Anyway.
Okay.
You got to get the video experience, audio listeners, for sure.
Wow.
It's an episode to remember.
Didn't know we were going there.
Anyway, I just...
Oh, I got that joke.
I'm really appreciating the new laptop feature here, Destin. I can tell
you. I love
it.
I'm going to have so much fun. All right. Now that audio works.
Back
to Lord of Wolves. Let's just read. The most recent changes to Lord of Wolves created a monster. It sure did. There's been a lot of discussion online about it. Once honorable, the Lord of Wolves has become a hard-to-stop werewolf in Lord Saladin's contest. It's super rigged. A small silver lining, it seems like roaming supers get melted by it. FYI, we're looking at reducing the damage resistance of roaming supers this fall. So wait.
We've heard
so
you.
So wait.
Nerf this.
Roaming supers are getting melted by a gun. So you're going to reduce their ability to resist.
As a storm caller, I feel personally attacked by this.
Pfft.
Because I feel weak when I'm in my storm trance.
You had 2 years of Destiny 1, Brian. Mm. 2 solid years. Gwizdin got nerfed right away. Kind of.
Whether you've been tamed by it or are running around as a pack in Iron Banner, we're going to bring the wolf to heal later this summer. Sometimes Destiny is going to have goofy outliers or periods of time where something is OP, like the wolves howling right now in Iron Banner on PC. We don't want these periods to last too long post-Forsaken launch Voidlocks. But they can be memorable moments.
Okay.
Right, what, Brian?
So they said we don't want these moments to last too long. So how long do they want them to last?
Summer, apparently.
Yeah, because when Prometheus Lens was broken in the sense that it was just destroying PvP, they gave us the weekend while they figured it out. Xur sold Prometheus Lens.
Yeah.
And then they fixed it like the following week.
Yeah.
This one, it sounds like they don't know when they're going to fix it.
Yeah.
Well, and also, Xur's not selling it.
Yeah, they'll watch the chaos.
So it's just like, is there something going on behind that?
The problem with this, hand cannons nerfed. Whoa, no, don't do that.
So actually, I found this tweet from Luke where he's actually talking about it. So this is from Luke Smith, and he elaborated a little bit more. It sounds like they cleaned it up for the TWAB. He said something like, what we're going to do is we're going to leave it in. However, if you play Iron Banner this week, one of the things we're doing is we're going to add a triumph to the game. That's kind of like a I Remember When triumph. We haven't done something like this before. But we think Destiny and games in general, these places where you can build and form memories. Yeah.
My only request, Bungie, is that you don't make that a zero triumph score triumph.
Mm. Yeah. True.
Yeah. So,
but I imagine they will, because I don't think they want triumphs that you can't obtain having score. So that way, if somebody who didn't play during this Iron Banner can never get that like 100 or 50 or however much it adds to your overall triumph score.
So the last thing they say about it is ultimately video games are incredible places for memories to form, and we do want Destiny to be a game world that remembers. I may have said this already. We're going to create a special triumph for this moment in time. Oh yeah, so this is the Twitter version.
Yeah, this is
okay. Anyway, on stream last night they were like, "Don't talk about Lord of Wolves. Like, I'm tired of you guys nerfing everything." I'm like, they don't do that because of us.
Yeah.
They're looking at data. Yeah, they have charts about what weapons being used.
There's a difference between something being overpowered and something being completely broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's broken.
If you think a gun that's been broken for a week being mentioned on Fireteam chat on Friday is why Bungie adjusted it, no.
Kind.
It's not true.
Yeah. Not
I mean, yes, we have all the power in the world.
Right.
They keep calling me. Oh, wait, my phone ringing?
Oh yeah, that Bungie apologist line. That
is it, Luke saying, "Hey man, we're gonna nerf Lord of Wolves. Thank you for talking about it."
Oh my God, you're fixing vault space.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey,
I'm glad you obeyed our commands.
Once you do that, everything will be fixed. Yeah. Destin Legarry.
Destin Legarry, 2019. Yeah, they're fixing everything.
I love that moment on Fireteam Chat when Deitch was there, man. That was great. He's like, that was such a good headline. Just going to roll with that.
That is not what I said.
I said Deitch took that line. He was like, thanks.
He altered it. And I'm like, that is not what I said.
Bungie's work is done, according to Destin Legarry.
That's so good. But it's only because you called the system transmog like a dozen times, and they're like, oh, okay, well, you know.
It's transmog.
It's not,
I'm not
though.
Listening to their PR BS.
That's more or less what he did. I mean, he was like, hey, we see how
that works. Transmog is taking one thing and making it look like another. So
that's what it is.
It's kind of transmog.
I mean, let's
it's one
face
thing
it.
With the
I get what they're saying though.
Like,
because
who makes the game that transmogs in? All right. Really,
do we need to have a Vidoc conversation?
In CJ's defense, in CJ's defense, transmog is when you're taking an item and consuming it to make it look like another. This case, you're not doing that because you're not getting an item. It's just a thing in the items like drop down menu.
Are you looking up
the definition of transmogrified?
No, this
transform
is how Destin's mind
in a
works.
Surprising or magical manner.
Yeah, well, it's not a surprise.
RNG is out of it. There's no surprise.
I'm surprised that Bungie actually did it. So it's magical to me.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But it makes sense that they're trying to, you know, create their own naming convention for it. It was like when I jokingly said that, you know, fatalities are in the game. He's like, no, as I know.
A fatality is
finishing moves. Yeah.
I think more people are colloquially referring to it, and I almost said that word right, as transmog.
That's because it's the easiest way to refer to it without whatever Bungie's trying to call it.
Yeah.
It's just
ornamentation.
Yeah,
it's
catchy. That's not going to catch on.
No.
It's just the reason why Bungie wants to stay away from transmog is because of what transmog is associated with, and that's literally just taking one thing.
Yeah.
Consuming it and making it look like another.
I get it.
And that's not going to be in Destiny 2.
That's what I'm calling it until they come up with a really catchy name.
Ornamentation.
Ornamentation.
You're right. It does not sound catchy or something you want to use often.
And it's one of those things too where, I mean, every time I look at like Fortnite and other games, I go back and forth and I look at my kids and I was like, oh, is that a legendary? Like, no, it's an epic, Dad. And I was like, no, legendaries are purple. They're like, not in this game.
Yeah. It's like, it's also like that in like Anthem.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, no, just. Yeah. Let's all stick within the same naming convention here.
We don't talk about Anthem.
We don't talk about them. BioWare doesn't talk
about
Anthem.
Ultimately, video games are incredible places for memories to form, and we do want Destiny to be a game world that remembers.
Almost did a spit take there on you.
How do you feel about Anthem real quick?
So let's get into it. No, I was kidding.
I don't want to talk about it. We're going to create a special triumph for this moment in time.
So yeah, if you complete an Iron Banner match, you get a triumph.
I thought it was going to be good, as did a lot of people.
You aren't the only one, Destin.
It was the Destiny killer.
Anthem's gonna just like Division, and it's gonna kill.
Well, like, when you
Borderlands is coming, look out!
Hey, well, hold on there.
Well, Borderlands. I mean,
that's a different beast.
That's absolutely gonna do it. Nothing's
gonna kill anything. Yeah,
thank you. That's
they're
all
going
I
to exist
to
side by side very comfortably.
No, not comfortably. That month is a nightmare.
Someone's gonna die.
Shadowkeep, Borderlands, there's other games. God. I think Call of Duty comes out in that window. Yeah. Gears of War.
Call of Duty's the next month.
Yeah, Gears of War's in September. Yeah, I know. There's a bunch of really
wow
AAA games coming out.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Lord of Wolves thing. Real quick, there is one final topic I wanted to talk with you guys about. And I just wanted to say that I'm frustrated about the truth thing. There's still small things that like bother me about the game.
Yeah.
But man, I am having a blast with Destiny 2 again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got the Menagerie to run. This season just is a lot of fun. The new raid is really good. I really like this raid.
Like this is like the first time like I were like I'm just like eagerly waiting for a reset to play the new raid. Like
yeah,
Last Wish was great, Scourge of the Past was great, but like Crown, I enjoy running it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And there's so many things to chase right now. A lot of people are chasing Wendigo. By the way, run with a fire team. Get into the strike that's in the Dreamy City and go on, run Blindwell if you want to do it.
Yeah,
the
do the
corrupted
strike. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. I went for the grind for Wendigo, just because like, I was hearing a lot of good stuff about it.
Yeah.
And I generally go for the, I have every pinnacle weapon for Vanguard.
Yeah.
But it's a very, very long grind.
Yeah.
Like equip three rock or grenade launchers if you have it, if you can.
What's the primary grenade launcher?
You have to have Mountaintop.
Yeah, it's Mountaintop.
It's Mountaintop. Because I don't think there's another grenade launcher that goes into your primary slot.
Yeah.
I mean, it still uses special ammo.
Right.
Yeah.
But it goes into that first slot. I don't think there's another one.
Speaking of Mountaintop, that's what I've been grinding out. I wanted to try a pinnacle weapon grind, and because of Mountaintop's DPS for the raid,
I picked the worst one.
I know. I wanted to go through the experience, though, because it seems achievable to me.
Yeah.
Because everybody in Rumble is AFK right now.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have been cheesing it a little bit, but I saw an opportunity to get one of the pinnacle weapons through a way that, like, I'm not cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else who's AFK is cheating, but I'm like, well, I'm going
to use that.
Yeah, but
that works to your benefit. Exactly. AFK. You can just go up there, boop.
Well, now, I mean,
you're AFK botting, and I know some of you probably are, don't be one of those spaz freaks, by the way.
Not in team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why? Because you want to go down there and you want to get your headshot kills for your revoker?
Yeah.
Like, and still.
There's some that, like, jump and then they twist. There's one guy that would do a jump and then he would sit and then he would shoot his gun. And I'm like, I like you. Thank you, AFK.
Predict those movements and boop. Yeah.
Well, players, you don't know what we're talking about, thank God.
When I was going for the headshot kills in PvP for the hand cannon, I think it's
for
Ace
Luna?
Of Spades, right?
Ace. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I was doing that, Rumble's community size was so low, or people were AFKing in there. I have no idea why they would do that at that time. But that's how I also got my headshots for that easily, because I would play late at night, and there would be, like, Bakken_BNG, and I'm like, are these bots? Like, I didn't know. It was weird, but it seemed like they were populating the Rumble playlist, and I was able to get a bunch of headshots with a hand cannon. This experience, though, has helped me slowly get better. What sucks is I cannot play with Teddy. I can't play with Backwards.
If you go into comp, then the skill ceiling goes way high.
The skill ceiling goes way high. Yeah. So, like, my only way to grind out this is solo queuing.
Yeah.
Because if I hop in with those guys, they're playing at a much higher level than I am, so I get destroyed. If I solo queue, at least they're at my level, and I'm actually able to compete. And through that experience, I've actually been having a good time in comp.
Yeah.
I've been playing PvP, CJ.
Whoa. And right? comp.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the issue with playing some of those game types is that, your elo, the level that which you can enter at if you were looking for teammates. Yeah. Like, I'm in the same boat. Like, once you get around to like 35 or 4,000, it's very, very sweaty. So yeah, probably Rumble is still pretty good, or just standard quick play, But Rumble's good if you are actually a good PvP player. Rumble's actually really good because then you're not having anybody steal your kills. That's the biggest challenge when you're going for a lot of those pinnacle weapons. So.
For sure.
Yeah. But
what are you chasing right now?
So
what are you playing for?
So right now, Awestringer, I've always asked Bungie to bring back the IS Luna. This would be considered the spiritual successor, so I'm gonna be grinding that out. Again, gonna give a shout out to Fall Plays. There's a bunch of people who are talking about what the god role is for it. And so I'm gonna test it a bunch of times, but right now just playing it off yours because I don't have it yet.
I want to interrupt you briefly. How do you get this weapon?
In Menagerie. Yeah, Menagerie grind. And but the fact that you can actually pretty much isolate a lot of the perks and the different types of things.
You can do the perks. You can isolate the masterwork.
Yeah, and the masterwork. Yeah. So you want to get range for masterwork. But that weapon's hit registration is fantastic. It's as close to a Destiny 1 hand cannon that I felt, at least playing on PC, and I've heard that playing on console was very similar as well. Hand cannons just have never been in a great place. Let me walk that back. In Destiny 1, Year 1.
Don't go too far on one side of the fence.
Yeah, exactly.
CJ.
In Destiny, I can't, yeah. Destiny 1, Year 1, obviously, three taps and that meta not being in there, that made hand cannons feel weird in general. Destiny 2, Year 2 improved that. Ace came back into the mix, really good. Luna, and then Not Forgotten, also really good hand cannons. But they also just introduced a different feel because those were like 180 RPM archetypes. So this feels pretty close to Destiny 1 and feels really good. And for the most part, it's still, isn't it three taps to the head?
It does three taps.
It says three taps. No, but I mean, like, it's two headshot, one body, I think, to kill versus IS Luna.
Maybe if you have Zen Moment on.
I can't remember. But I think IS Luna was like two bodies and a head. So for the most part, comparing it to Destiny 2 though, regardless of the damage, it feels the most like a Destiny 1 experience between like Palindrome and IS Luna that I
Palindrome,
felt. Yeah, in Destiny 2. Yeah, wow. So far. So really good. I think that is going to be the hand cannon of choice for most PvP players. Obviously there's still, Not Forgotten, those other comp weapons out, but you can get this one. So if you want a good hand cannon, I think that's going to be the one to go for.
Menagerie has a lot of really, really good stuff.
They do.
That's totally worth chasing. Yeah. There's a good sniper. There's a good hand cannon. And I'm sure there's others that I'm forgetting. Wendigo, Brian, how was that grind? Was it that bad?
It's long.
Was it $49.95?
No.
On eBay?
On eBay, yeah. You can go to eBay and you can buy people to go. No. It's a long grind. It's just like because you have to get, 1,500, I think, grenade launcher kills in the strike playlist. So it's the strike playlist. So you can't go into
progress is lessened for one of them.
Yeah, you can't go into Nightfall and do the grind because it won't progress.
You know what I've been doing? Sorry, go ahead.
No, good.
For fun, I've been hopping into Nightfall and soloing the regular one.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually really liked it. It's not that hard.
Soloing in Nightfall.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the modifiers are you using?
The one where you have to run.
Okay, momentum.
Yeah, heavy ammo finder, and
heavyweight.
Yeah, heavyweight, and another positive one I can't remember. Oh, void singe.
Oh, void singe. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just run a Titan with Sentinel Shield and just pop that when I get in a pinch. Yeah.
And then just use 1K voices at the boss.
Nice. Depends, because it's void singe. So I just
if you're in void singe,
the void thing.
But you can choose that if you want. Yeah. But if you're But yeah, no, the Wendigo grind was really long. It's not so much it is getting the kills. You have to defeat, there's a percentage, so there's a get grenade launcher kills, get grenade launcher multi kills, and then there's just get kills.
Yeah.
And that's a percentage bar, and that takes so long to do. You can do it with other weapons, but obviously grenade launchers progress it more, and if you die, you lose progress on that. So I think that was the first PvE quest. If you die, you lose progress towards it.
Yeah.
Mm. I think I've only ever seen that in a PvP quest.
I've been doing it very casually. I think I'm at like 200 for the top one. I'm at like 18 or 20 for the bottom one. And the middle one, I'm lower, I think.
Yeah.
Middle one's bottom.
Middle one is the multi kills.
Yeah. Can you check
or
that?
Rapidly defeat.
Is it in?
You can go to, if you have Destiny Item Manager on here, then you can go to your progress tab.
Well, you know where I'm at. But I'm really digging it.
Oh, wait.
You're not chasing any pinnacle stuff, Siege?
I mean, I'm playing a little bit in the background to chase each of them, but I play so much PvP that it's just you know, I play you, it and then I'm, yeah, naturally it just happens. Like,
do you have like Recluse and?
Yeah, Recluse. And, the only thing I don't really have, I mean, so I haven't got any of the newer ones, but yeah, Not Forgotten is the only one that every single time I've gotten to around 4,500 or 5,000, I just literally could not find. Cause the population dies over time after the season.
Because once the season gets kind of late and then people are like, well, I've gotten what I
need. Yeah. So you have to do it in the first part of the season.
If you go to Dim and you go to Progress, you can see it. I have 242 grenade launcher kills. 65 out of 500 multi-kills, and 2,296 out of 1,500 points earned. That's the percent. It shows up as
that's 5,000 points.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for the third one.
Yeah, red.
That's a percentage bar in-game. That's not on the bottom.
It shows up weird on Dim.
But I do like it that you can just have that stuff equipped and it is in the background. Because ultimately, like when I first start playing a new set of DLC, I'm not really thinking about it. And then I realize as I go, like, you know, it ended up getting Redrix and... Yeah, all the rest of them in Luna's. I still actually love Luna's Howl. It's one of my favorite hand cannons that I use.
I'm still
for now.
Salty that Luna and Not Forgotten are the only guns in the game with a Fatebringer frame and sound that's locked behind comp.
But, I mean, those are the kind of things that, you know, they need to entice people to do a little bit of both. So maybe you'll play comp sometime, Brian.
Not that much comp.
No, you won't.
Dim literally just updated, and now I can't.
I got enough to get Recluse, and that's as far as I want to go.
Stopping there.
That's so weird. Why'd they do that? Anyway.
I know we're probably wrapping up. I did want to give a shout out to, absolutely happening. Destiny Show guys, Shadow Price and Cornelio, actually part of the IGN clan as well, too.
Yes, by the way. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. A lot of people have been asking me, and did either of you guys add a bunch of people that responded to the comments?
Added some people to
messaged when they come in, but yeah, no.
So I went through, just reiterating, if you're not in, I have sent out a bunch of invites, but if you're one of the people that play regularly, that is key, because I'm actually
playing
looking.
Regularly is key.
And if you haven't played in like 2 months, I'm not going to add you, because the problem we ran into is
it's cap.
People straight up aren't playing, and we have a cap on the clan, so if I invite 1,000 people and 800 of them aren't playing, I can't even invite you. You can have 150 total across all platforms.
Well, there was a point that I noticed at the beginning of the season that there was like 70, 80 people still in the clan, and like the week hadn't progressed very far. And it's like, man, these people just aren't playing. So the engrams aren't, you know, getting the engrams for playing with clan mates in certain activities just aren't getting up because nobody in the clan was playing.
Yeah.
So you just got to like eliminate all the people who just let go of the game and add people who are still playing.
I know it's cool to have the IGN tag, but hopefully, you know, you actually want to be a part of a clan and contribute and stuff. And I don't mean to be snooty about it or anything. Like, that's not what I'm going to
say. It's just like a clan.
I just want it to be more communal. I want to play with you guys regularly if you're going to be in the clan. And
it's also less about just being in the clan and, like, when you need to do activities, reach out to people in that clan as well.
How many times you see me hit /clan and you're like, hey, I'm on.
Yeah.
And it's just you.
Like, it's just me. It's
have 150 people.
Gotta trim the fat.
But
add your tag again. Add your tag again. Those guys are awesome. Cornholio and Shadow.
Yeah.
Right? You guys are great. Thank you for being part of it. And like D Jenkins, I just added you, and Rukabu, I added you to the clan recently. And I see they're in chat. That is excellent. Thank you guys so much. Add your tags. If you're not in the clan, and you still want to be and you do play regularly, let me know so that I can build up this.
And if we miss you
again,
adding you to the clan, be patient. There's a lot of comments to go through on different avenues, like all the ways people can watch and comment on this.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I had. Yeah, we're currently at 74 members.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's where we're at. Anyway, any final notes, Siege?
No, that was it. I mean, I was on their podcast last night. We were talking about, you know, Guardian Con and what a good experience it is. So if you are a Destiny fan and able to come out to Guardian Con, it's nice to talk to the people who watch the podcast and obviously are Destiny players and fans of the franchise as we are.
For sure. Well, that's all I have for this week. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. And until next time, Guardians out.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the screen?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
Save yourself. Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.